The transition from ego to heart. In order to understand this, we first have to ask the questions, what is the ego and what is the heart? Well, you might say that we consist of three parts. First of all, our basis is our consciousness. Without our consciousness, we would be nothing. We wouldn't think, we wouldn't feel, we wouldn't sense anything. Secondly, our soul, our source, our real self is this. And then we have here on earth our earthly personality. This personality is formed by the energies of our parents, of the society and the world we live in. Of course, there are also genetic components that create our earthly personality. Now, when we have a strong focus on our personality, even when you might say that we then, in this case, have a big ego. So the ego is not a thing, it's a measure. Our consciousness has the ability to focus somewhere, to focus on something. And to be born means a shift in the focus of our consciousness from the soul to the earthly personality. And we see this as a kind of physical movement, as if we go down from heaven to earth. But in fact, it's not a physical movement. It is a psychological movement, a shift in focus. You might compare this when we start to play a computer game and we focus on the character in the computer game, especially when we wear a virtual helmet. We really go into the game, but this is not a physical movement. It's a shift in focus from our consciousness, and we start to identify with the avatar, the game character. In the same way, being born on Earth is not a physical movement, it's a shift in focus. At a deep level, you might even say that we are all there, where everything has started. At the core of the universe, we never left this place. We only shift the focus of our consciousness. Now, when we identify ourselves strongly with our earthly personality, we have a big ego. So the ego is the extent to which consciousness identifies with the earthly personality. When this is the case, our consciousness starts to think that this earthly personality is everything there is. So this becomes very important. We can see this with dictators. They find their own personality very, very important, and they cannot stand even a little joke. They feel offended. It's only when your consciousness starts to reach out to the soul that we can laugh about ourselves, about our strange things, about our strange behaviors. And you might say that this is the first step in the transition from an ego to an heart-based consciousness. It's humor, accepting jokes, learn to laugh about yourself. And at the core of this lies the awareness that there is more to you than just your earthly personality. Humor indicates that you are able to see your own personality from a little distance and see how absurd your behavior sometimes is. That you are, for instance, a little bit cheap or make things very important that are not that important. And this is the first step from the transition from an ego-based to a heart-based consciousness, the sense that there is more to it, that there is more to you, a deep inner knowledge that you are much bigger than just your personality. But basically, your personality is a kind of cage. And when you transcend this cage, you become more of yourself. And of course, this is a wonderful thing. And it starts with something very simple, that you learn to laugh about yourself, about your behavior, that you start to see yourself and your behavior through the eyes of someone else, in fact, through the eyes of your own soul. And this is wonderful. It means that your life becomes less of a struggle and more of a joyful experience. And I call the consciousness of the soul the same thing as a heart-based consciousness. In the essence, a heart-based consciousness is the deep knowledge that you do not have limits. Whatever you think of yourself, this is me, this is what I am. Whatever your ideas are about yourself, there is something beyond that. You are infinite. And this is a deep knowledge. This is the connection with heart-based consciousness. The knowledge that you are infinite, that you are connected with everything. That you can say, I am the universe. And because I am the universe, I do love everything in it. Okay, this the first step is that when you start to see the boundaries, the limits of your earthly personality, and can make jokes about it. You start to see yourself from a distance. But there is an important next step. In your earthly personality, there are a lot of fears. And you have to deal with these fears. At a deep level, when the personality is in lack of a heart-based consciousness, a consciousness that gives the feeling I am connected. So the earthly personality is disconnected. You might call it a particle, an isolated thing, locked up somewhere in space and time. It has a birth date. It has a location. It has an age. So it's the earthly personality is strongly connected with space and time. And space and time isolates everything. And therefore your earthly personality is a fear-based construction. It's driven by fear. Unlike the soul, unlike the heart, because the soul is connected with everything. It is a love-based construction. So there is always a kind of duality between the soul, that is love-based, and the personality, that is fear-based. And when you have a big ego, you have a strong fear-based consciousness. That is why people with a big ego are easily hurt. You touch their fears and they get angry. They want to protect themselves, for instance, from an innocent joke. They cannot stand this. They are afraid they are not important because this is what their fears tell them. So they want to be very important. They are afraid they are powerless. So they want to have much power and control over others. They are afraid they are not loved because they lack this heart-based consciousness. So they want to be the boss over other peoples in order to get to force love from them. And of course this never works. And sooner or later they have to go inside, face their fears, deal with their fears. And this is an important step in the transition from an ego-based consciousness to a heart-based consciousness. Face your fears. Only when you face your fears, you are no longer driven, controlled by those fears. When you see a person with a big ego, you see a person that is completely controlled by his fears. No matter how much power he has, no matter how in control he seems to be, there is fear. Realize this. And the switch from an ego-based consciousness to a heart-based consciousness is the switch from fear to love. Face your fears and replace them with love. And how do you do this? Simply start to love the world around you. And when you do this, you start to feel connected. You start to feel a part of it. And then you make the transition from an ego-based to a heart-based consciousness. And I'm now going to offer you a meditation about this issue. Thank you for listening.